You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique LeRae. I'm Monique LeRae. Welcome to another wonderful show. I'm excited to bring the talent on this show today for you. I just came from the orange party. As you can see, I changed my hair. I had an orange wig on for the party. Shout out to Morrow Grill Laguna Beach, Lynn Curtin, DJ Daddy D, and all the sponsors, everybody that came out for that. Thank you so much for your support in small business. You know, and that's what we're doing today. I want to introduce my first guest. I'm so excited to have her, Miss Alina. Alina, welcome to The Startup. How are you?
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here and to hang with you again. It's been a few months. Yes, I'm great. Nice. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. And you know what? You said it so perfectly on an email to me. You're like, oh, it feels like we haven't seen each other. But once we do, you're one of those people who are like, I just talked to you and we catch up and we have a good time.
That's right. It's easy. That's what's nice.
Yes, right. And so I want to introduce everybody to Alina. Alina is a bright light in the storm. Right now, we're in a political year. My show's not about politics, but sometimes politics and brands cross. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of things in the world that cross. And so business is one of them. I'm wearing one of the shirts that Alina represents. Patriotism is not political. All right. We're putting out a grand gesture. It came in this beautiful box. This jar, Riser United, everybody.
Yeah.
A beautiful tin can with some beautiful things from our country. We have We Can Do It. We have Martin Luther King. So I want to go full screen and give you the opportunity to introduce yourself and the brand. And you've got about 5 minutes to just share what it is. Sam, let's go full screen on Alina.
Oh, man. Full screen. That's big time. Well, I appreciate you having me. And like you said, Monique, you know, I try to stay as far from politics as I possibly can. And we're not a political brand. We are an apparel brand. Riser United was born. We just launched on June 14th of this year, which is Flag Day. And we are a brand new premium apparel brand. And if you go on our website, you'll see that there's a lot of apparel that is focused on helping you be in your most comfortable state. We are focused on two things. First and foremost, quality. The quality of our product is incredible. You'll probably see me touching this product that I'm wearing because it's just the butteriest and softest thing I own. So quality and the quality of the fabrics, right? And the second is the message of American gratitude. And this is really why the brand was born, is our owner felt like really there wasn't enough brands that talk about being grateful for our country. And, you know, there's a lot of brands that take sides, that sponsor rhetoric that's divisive on either side. And we just really wanted to highlight gratitude, because at the end of the day, when you can feel gratitude and you can understand that we can disagree on a lot of different things, but there's one thing that unites us, and that's the American flag. That's America. And we're all Americans. Then I think we can agree on that. So Riser United, again, a brand new company. Monique was with us during our launch. So you'll always be a part of our story, which is so beautiful. And yeah, it's been a fun ride so far.
Beautifully said. Greatly executed. I'm really grateful for this conversation, because I think I've been guilty of it, right? Like, I think that when we see something, I think this is a cognitive thing. There's a scientist, and he's a lawyer and a scientist or something, and I'll have to find his name, but your brain fills in the blanks. Like, if you can't quite articulate it, you kind of just fill it in with your experiences or what you perceive. And sometimes that can be wrong. We can be wrong. And so when I first saw your brand, and your PR reached out to me, and it's got a flag. Everybody, this is the logo, if you can see it. And it's got pieces of the flag. I think it's very uniquely done and grateful. It's gratefully American. Mm-hmm. I hate that some of these things that are so simple have been hijacked. And mm-hmm. I can experience it on my side of the conversation. Mm-hmm. You know? Traveling to many countries for my film and coming home and seeing that flag, feels good to be home. Mm. And for some people in the community, it's a mixed bag, you know, mm-hmm. for people. I'm very fair skinned, but I'm Black Creole mm-hmm. Asian. So my last name's a Scottish name, and this will get back to business, but I just want to give you a little bit of background that, you know, finding the actual background of my family is quite challenging because of the situation. And we know what that is, but yeah. for some people, sometimes seeing the flag is there's a confliction.
Yeah.
They're grateful for it and they feel maybe not represented or appreciated for it. But you're just standing on, hey, the flag is great. And I like that conversation. Why is the flag great? Why did Riser United rise up to do this? What was the origin of the brand?
Yeah. So, you know, like I mentioned, we, and I have, you know, friends on every side of the political spectrum. And I say every side, because lately it feels like there's, you know, there's the extremes and then there's others in between. And I've had some really profound conversations about the brand. And in fact, one of them was very early on before we even launched. And our logo resembles the flag, but really I have my little thing here. If it doesn't blur it out, can you see it or does it blur it? Okay. And so it's a flag, but it's actually in the shape of a hand, as if you were to stand, cover your heart with your hand and honor the flag. And you know, one of our friends said, well, why the flag? Why did you pick the flag for the logo? And you met Corey. She's our COO. And
lovely.
And you met her husband there too. She's a veteran. Her daughters are in the Air Force. The conversation between these two women was beautiful. And, you know, when Corey asked her, she was like, well, why not? Like, what do you see when you see the flag? And our friend said, well, January 6th, right? And she said,
that just happened. Oh, but
right?
It's honest.
Yeah. And Corey said, and she said, well, what do you see? And Corey said, I see blood. I see blood of, I know, I get chills every time I say it. And she said, I see blood of every single person that gave the ultimate sacrifice for us to even be able to have this conversation.
You and I as ladies, let's be honest.
Come on. And so I think that is what we all internally agree on. And since we were with you, we've grown quite a bit. We've hired a lot of people, a lot of young talent, and we all, you know, come from different, we all have our own journeys, we all have our own views, but the one thing everybody agrees on is this appreciation for the sacrifice, number one, that has been given by so many people that we have these rights and we have these freedoms that some people that haven't even been outside of our country don't even understand.
That's right.
Great. And so that is why Riser United was born. Is we rise for the flag, we stand united because we feel that if we can agree on being grateful for our flag, for our country, for what's been given up for us, mm-hmm. then we can stand stronger together, and regardless of our differences, because differences make us beautiful. That's what makes America beautiful.
Well said and heard. I think that point is very well received. And so when you get the can, when you order your t-shirts and your totes and all the beautiful, and by the way, you guys did not spare any expense. You're right. The fabric is, this stuff is not cheap, y'all. Like she did not, like the brand did it right. And so I want to talk to that point, because when PR was reaching out, people were denying you guys because of the flag. And I leaned in because, you know, I have someone in my life very close to me that is MAGA. I am not. I am personally not MAGA. I can see why people are MAGA and I can see why people are not.
Yes.
I am not MAGA for a lot of reasons that speak to me, but I don't not talk to people. And I do not work with people because of that. I'd rather this time around, I want to engage in a conversation that's respectful. And as long as there's boundaries and we can respect each other, I'm okay with listening to how they got there. And hopefully they care about how I got to where I am. And your brand, unfortunately, got caught up in this. But there's a little piece here I want to share with you for 2 minutes. and then we'll get back on track.
Yeah.
Sometimes some people in America might say, well, blind allegiance to the flag without identifying or you know, saying some things have happened, like your friend mentioned the blood.
Yeah.
You know, like with the trade, like we're business. So when we're talking about commerce, East and West, after the war, after the Civil War, the railroad really kept commerce going, right? East and West. And so there's Native people that worked on that. There's Irish people, there's Asian people, and there's Black folks.
Yeah.
And that was the first time Black folks got paid and were free. And the first time they had commerce between them. Mm-hmm. So sometimes some people might feel like, I don't know if I have an undying allegiance to the flag, because sometimes the flag has let us down. Mm. And just the conversation about reparations for keeping the cotton and the railroad and the commerce going turns people off. So sometimes it's good to know we want to salute it, but sometimes it's let us down.
Yeah. And, you know, Monique, you bring up a good point, because we had a lot of discussions internally about, you know, what resonates with us and what's important to us. And we threw a lot of words, like you mentioned, gratefully American is something that we stand behind, right? And why gratefully? And again, we talked a lot about different words, like pride came up a lot, like. But then, you know, Michael, our CEO, who you mentioned, he's like, you know, I'm not always proud. Like, I'm not always proud of things that go on in this country or things that have been done before, but I'm always grateful. And I think that's what we always come back to is gratitude. Because, you know, and I get it. I'm an immigrant. I came here when I was 12 years old. So, you know, the flag hasn't always been my flag. And there's been things, you know, as I grew, I've changed opinions on a lot of different things and I've been frustrated about things and whatnot. But I feel like in this country, and that's what I'm grateful for, there's been a lot of things that have been messy and things that have been, you know, wronged. But I think that throughout history, if you look at, you know, the beginning of times of this country, nothing's really tried to have been erased, but there has been progress made. And sometimes people think, oh, well, it's too slow or not enough progress. But at the end of the day, because of the rights that we have here, we have been able to progress so much more and so much faster than some of the other countries in the world. I mean, you know, you're a world traveler.
You know what? I love that you brought that up, actually, because it brings us back to one. And it brings us back to the core base of how we can be great, even though we are not perfect.
No.
We are not a perfect union. We still have things. I think that what people in my community, in the Black, Brown, and et cetera community want to make sure when we're raising to the flag, that the flag also remembers the people that kept the flag going.
Yeah.
And that's a conversation. If we keep that in the brand, like, hey, folks are still fighting for stuff that they, you know, if you do a job and you don't get paid.
Yeah.
This is our, you know, so, but let's get back on this, because I think you received that message and that's good enough. Tell us where you're from and let's talk about the international component.
Where I'm from originally?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so I'm from a country called Uzbekistan, Tashkent, Uzbekistan, which most people think I make it up because most people
Well, they don't have a passport job or a map for some reason.
That's right. So I say I'm from Russia because at one point Uzbekistan was part of USSR.
Yeah.
But if you look at the map, in fact, my daughter is in fifth grade and we're doing geography a lot lately. And she goes,
that's a fun grade.
Yeah, well, feel like I'm going through it. It's a little.
No, you are. No, you will be.
I'm much smarter than a fifth grader.
It's a refresher course. For
that's right. That's right. And so she was looking at the map. She goes, Mom, you're from Asia? I'm like, yeah, girl. I'm like, yay, I finally get it. So yeah, Uzbekistan is actually part of Asia. Yeah. But Russian is the language that I speak. And I moved here in 98.
Oh, well, listen, first of all, I'm grateful that you're here. You're an asset. You are an immigrant.
Yeah.
That is a plus. She's adding to the fabric of entrepreneurship, and we welcome you, and you came, and your daughter's here, and we love it. And listen, I love that you're bringing in the global perspective, because you're right. I really just don't trust people who don't have a passport for this conversation. With all due respect, guys, if you can afford to do whatever, invest in your global perspective. Invest in why we are great. Invest in why America is not perfect, but she's still pretty darn great. You go anywhere else with Alina, like I've been to 40. Well, hopefully by the end of the year, I'll be at 50. I'm doing 50 before 50. So yeah, India is next, Philippines, and South Africa, and some stops in Prague, New York. Anyway. I see all that.
That's another episode where I interview you. I want to hear about all that.
You can. Listen, it's been crazy. But it's going to be good. But I guess you're right. The global perspective about what, because if you get the global perspective, and this brand implores people like Alina who have a global perspective, the fabric of the company is not just American. They've intertwined with Smart of Riser United. Don't brush Riser United under the rug as just MAGA or pro anything. They're pro being free. So when you travel and you go through the immigration process just to get into another country, not the immigration, excuse me, when you get a visa and you go and you see it, I don't think people really get how good we have it here, girl.
I know it. And that's, I think, what irks me a lot is people that have never been outside of this country talking about how bad it is that we have it here. I'm like, but really, you have no idea how great it is that you have it here. You know, it's, and I agree, if there's an opportunity, please step outside the country. And look, you know, as travelers, you pick amazing, you know, the Italys of the world that are stunning and beautiful and fill your cup. But I always encourage people to talk to the locals and just get the sense of culture and hardships and other things that people day to day are dealing with. And we're not just seeing the beautiful things on Instagram, right? From the travels. And I think that perspective is huge, and it will give you that gratitude that you might not have just because you might get angry at certain things that happen here.
That's right. And listen, nothing's perfect, but we are pretty darn close. I think in the Olympics, the top four were the U.S., Australia, Japan, and then I might be missing one, China, as far as numbers and commerce, and Australia's right there with us. So, you know, global perspective is important. Now, let's talk about the brand. Let's talk about Q4. Let's talk about how we can get this in everybody's stocking. And it doesn't have, you don't have to fight during Thanksgiving, guys. You can get the shirt. There's a couple messages. What are the other messages you guys have?
Well, we have a lot of the product that we launched is not loudly decorated. Like the product that Monique is wearing is, it's called the First Tee. For two reasons. One, it was one of the, you're a great model. First, it was one of the first products that we came up with. That product in particular is US made. And also First Tee, First Amendment. So these are the pieces that will have, you know, practice freedom of speech. We have the patriotism isn't political. We have Gratefully American. We have a flag that says own it under it, which is my personal favorite because I feel like we all have the opportunity to own a piece of that flag, and nothing that happens in this country should take that flag away from you, in my opinion, because you're in it and you deserve to be here. So that's our First Tee and the messages. The rest of the product, like the one I'm wearing, I don't know if you can see, but you can barely see the logo.
You have yoga gear. They have yoga gear, everybody.
This, what? I seriously, I wish you could, like.
Oh, no, I'm wearing listen, they did not skimp. I could bathe. It feels like silk, and it's cotton. I don't know, but we went over this. You had, like, sweatshirts that, if you ski, skiing season's coming.
Yes.
You have some sweatshirts.
Yes. Yeah. So we really wanted to be a brand. Like if you look at our website, you're not going to see, you know, the fashion week trends. We are the brand that's, I like to say, we're like the chicken soup for your closet. Like, this is the piece that you are going to want to put on because you just want to be comfortable. But they're transitional pieces too. So like this, for example, I wear literally before my day starts, I'll throw it over to go to the gym as a layering piece. Then I get home, I get my kids ready, I take them to school, I have it on calls, I have it for happy hour, I can dress it up. So that's the kind of product that we wanted to create, is like, you don't want to take it off. So all the fabrics that we have are just butter. Like, they are so comfortable.
It's true. It is butter. I'm going to wear this all day. So let's drive people to where they can order this apparel, get a jump on the holidays and your stocking stuffing.
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing for the Q4, and let's get a price point. So let's start where we can start, and then where do we bridge?
Yeah, so the prices right now, because we're expanding the line, we're bringing in hats as well. So right now the starting price point's right at around $40, and then we go up to $250. So our you saw the Iowa class hoodies, so It's so good.
It's going to last forever. You could ski, you could golf, you can.
Well, it's like
anything in it.
Jacket. It's not even a hoodie. So yeah. For people out there that are in apparel, it's 16-ounce hoodie, which I wasn't in apparel for a long time of my career. And that would have meant nothing to me if someone said it. Basically, the typical hoodie that you wear is about 10 ounces. So this is like double the weight of that. So it's really heavyweight. You take it and it feels like you're wearing a weighted blanket, but it's also very soft. And we actually have a U.S. made version, which we make in L.A. You got to meet Scott, I think, right? Our
like butter also. Everybody was amazing.
Yeah. So Scott in L.A. makes our hoodies. And then we also have a version overseas. And so one of the things that people automatically assume because of our, you know, Gratefully American message is you're all USA made. And we tried when we first came on the scene, we started building the brand. We're like, we're going to make it all here. We want to keep it in the country. And it is not as easy as one would hope.
I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah.
And some of the fabrics we couldn't find here, we're still trying and we're having great luck. So we will continue to expand the selection of US made, but, and the price points are different. So you'll see Iowa class on our website, there's hoodies that, you know, more than double in price that are USA made versus those that aren't. However, what we said, okay, we want to be intentional. So if we do go overseas, the easy route for us would have been China, right? Because that's where all the production is. And
it's such a dysfunctional marriage with China.
We're
in a horrible marriage.
I know. So we said, we're not going to do that because we didn't need a complicated relationship.
We need therapy.
That's right. So we said, if we're going to go overseas, we're going to work with countries that are our allies or strategically aligned with us. So that is our overseas strategy. And we also, because of that, you know, Gratefully American message that's so important to us, and we feel that people want to support that as well, we wanted it to be accessible to more than just those that can afford a $250 hoodie. So one thing I will say about those Iowa class hoodies is we actually launched on the Iowa class battleship in LA, which is incredible.
In San Pedro.
Was there. It was Flag Day. And all the puzzle pieces kind of came together for this. It was awesome.
It was an awesome trip. Dan, what's his name? The comedian was there. Lynn Curtin was there. Dan's
awesome. The U.S. version of that hoodie is actually licensed by the U.S. Navy. And the way that all came together was totally by chance. But the U.S. Navy heard our story and they made an exception, gave us the licensing that they didn't even have. They didn't have any more apparel licensing. And they made an exception for us because they liked our story.
That's super gangster. Listen, startup brands and scaling medium brands, listen to Lena and Riser United. This right here is called synergy, opportunity, and preparedness. Like, this is amazing. And I just spoke with a client. He's doing a brand in grains. And I said, you got to get a licensing deal. So the fact that you started your first licensing deal with you hit it out of the park, sister.
No, you said synergy. There are so many things that have happened with this brand that we're literally like, okay, the universe wants this to be here.
Yeah, when your energy's right, when your heart is right and your energy's right, people, even like me, and I'm super to the left, but I also can be moderate, but just, I can see true intentions. Yeah. And I don't want people to be coupled, because I don't want to be coupled into, oh, she's a Black female, she does this.
That's right.
So I would not do that to brands and people. And I want to say this, everybody, sorry to interrupt you, Lena. I want to say this, we talked about this off air. Everybody, I want entrepreneurs, owners, hiring staff, HR. I'm going to say something you already know, but on the startup, with our five-year badge, with Alina, I want to tell you guys this, reinforce this. It is discriminatory to not work with someone because they don't believe in what you believe in. Mm-hmm. It is disgusting, it's un-American, and it's wrong. In California, it's wrong and it's illegal. That's all I want to say. I'm going to always bring people here, and we're going to figure it out. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to agree with what I don't want you to. I want to understand, right? I mean,
differences make us better. When I get to hear another opinion that I might not share or I might not have thought of, I just feel like it makes me grow as a person. And that's what I've always been a big fan of.
Yeah. So. When you grow, your brand grows, right? So, and the DEI thing, I want to just dispel that. Alina just told you guys she is a pro-American brand, and she's from, I want to say Kazakhstan, but I'm going to mess it up.
Yeah, you were so, they're so close. They're neighbors.
Let's do it. How do we say it?
Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan.
Yes.
And I know where it is on the map, but I just enunciated it. Uzbekistan. I do not want to say Russia because it's Uzbekistan.
Definitely.
And we just identified a difference here. And the good thing is you lean into that, and that's going to make your brand better.
That's right.
I'm just saying. So thank you for doing that. All right. We just had a kumbaya moment. This is going to be kind of unfair, but I'm going to ask you in a minute and a half, if you could share a little deeper about your process of becoming an American citizen or getting a green card here and how the pride washed over you in that moment.
Oh.
I want people to connect with that don't have a passport, that don't travel and have not gone through that process.
So I came before I was 18, and the process of even getting approved to come here was over a year long. In fact, to the point where we thought that we might not even get an approval to come. So we were actually packing up, and I remember my grandmother opening up a German dictionary because we were potentially going to be going to Germany because it was an easier way in. So once we got the stamp of approval, I remember that day like it was yesterday. It was a huge celebration, and we were at my grandparents' house, and it was really, really exciting. And then we had to fly to Moscow. We had to do physical tests, mental tests, all kinds of, you know, hoops that we jumped through. But it was worth it. And we came here. I was 12 years old. I was miserable. I hated it. I'm like, why?
Preteen and miserable. Okay.
Now, you know, and so if you're under the age of 18, my mom took the test to become the citizen. And by default, I became a citizen through her. But I did earn it because, my goodness, I helped that woman study like no other.
Listen, we know you earned it, Alina. We know.
I earned it. And it was, I mean, like, tears down all of our faces when we got the citizenship. It was probably one of the greatest gifts that we were able to receive, knowing that we officially got to be part of this country, contribute here. And, you know, we came for the American dream, and I will never stop saying thanks for my family for that.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to cut you off, because it's a beautiful moment. And I just want people to hear it from you. You know, like, we take it for granted for sure. Some of us are complaining about things we want, and rightfully so. But it's good to take a beat and get it from someone else and hear their experience. And you know what? we got some things we got to work on, but we got it pretty darn good, everybody. And Alina is the best part of letting people into this country that do not look like you, do not sound like you, and they are adding beautiful fabric to the country and pride. That's Alina. Right.
Yes.
I'm going to let you go. We're going to plug one more time, but I want to ask you this, and you don't have to answer this. I want you to bring it to the team. I would like to see from Riser United on Juneteenth of next year. I would like to see a little Riser United Juneteenth. I would like you to integrate something with the Black community that says we're American and we're not perfect. Let's have a conversation. Can we talk about that?
Of course. Of course. We're all under this one flag together. Yes.
Thank you for hearing that. Yes. I would love that, because that right there will bring a whole nother sector of the community to your brand, that you guys are, you're showing us that you're not one way, that you truly are Riser United and you want to invite everyone. Everyone. And I see Martin Luther on here. So there's some folks that need it to expand. Riser United, you guys order for Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and everything in between. Alina, plug where people can order these beautiful fabrics.
RiserUnited.com. And we have a code for Monique's listeners and followers, Monique20.
Just
her name. It's very easy. And we have it going until the end of next Monday. So you guys have time to order, sign up, and say hi. Please get, we love to get to know our community.
Monique 20, and God knows I was 20 and I don't even really remember that. That was 26 years ago, but let's get 20. Alina, welcome to the startup. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being you and sharing your Sunday with us and your story. And come back, girl. Let's check in.
Would love it. Would love it. Thank you. Mwah. Good to see you.
Riser United, everybody. Alina. Thanks, Alina. That was a good conversation. See, guys, you can have a brand conversation in a political year in America and not yell and curse. All right. I want to say thank you to our sponsors of the show, Iron Lace, Next Level Global Solutions, Dr. Jess, and everybody else that's West Coast Olive Oil here in Laguna. Thank you to everyone that supports this channel. I think we have someone next. We have Asif. Asif, come on into the chat, darling. Asif, welcome.
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, Monique?
It's been a busy day with amazing people. So
wonderful. Wonderful. That's the way to do it. That's the only way to do it.
Thank you. Yes, it's true.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing your Sunday with us. I know sometimes Sundays are for family and for culture and religion and meals. And right now we're talking about business. So I'm going to go full screen and give you the floor. I would like you to introduce yourself and your brand. Sam, let's go full screen on Asif.
All right. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me and the podcast that you have built here, Monique. That's pretty awesome for entrepreneurs, media production enthusiasts, and so forth. I've listened to a lot of other conversations that you've had and amazing conversations. So thanks so much for doing this for the community. A little bit of introduction of myself. My name is Asif Rahmani. I'm a CEO of a company called Visual SP, P as in parrot at the end. And I live in Chicago, Illinois. I run this company. We got 12 people, so it's not a huge company, but our focus is and has always been on helping organizations help and support their employees. Okay, so the phrase we like to use is, how do you help them unfrustrate your employees? That's what we help you do that. So that's what we do here at Visual SP. Great to be here.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And I love Chicago. I've learned to love Chicago and really get into the culture there and the food and the people. And I'm excited. Well, you said Illinois, so I assume Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're close. Okay, so let's get into this. So I would love to know about your thought process, right? So run me back to like 3 months, 6 months before you started this brand. What was going on in your life? What was going on in your mind as an entrepreneur? What pieces of the puzzle were you putting together and how did you birth this brand?
Yeah. So first of all, this is not a new brand. Visual SP has been around for a decade now, actually more than a decade. And before that, we were a different company. And honestly, Monique, the way this company came to be is from our passion of, as I was saying before, helping companies help their users. You know, the word help is pretty big in our dictionary. So let me walk you through the process. We are a technology focused company, and we help, like I said, organizations, you know, make it easy to use applications internally for their employees. I want to give you an example. So do you use applications online?
Of course.
Of course. Booking flights, booking whatever you want to do, right? And
I'm all in on AI also.
we go to Amazon all the time. We go to flight, booking flights all the time, things like that. And there's frustration involved in a lot of these kind of things, unfortunately. And we come to within our organization, and we have the same kind of frustration many times using the applications within the organizations. So we saw that. We saw that there are many, many applications that organizations offer internally. And I'm going to name a few. You have something called SharePoint. You have Salesforce, Workday, Salesforce. I think I already mentioned Salesforce. And then there's many other applications like expenses applications, payroll applications. And I can tell you some scenarios which are so frustrating for people to fill out their payroll or to expenses and things like that.
Please
and,
do.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you one. So for example, one of our customers had this issue where their people had to fill out an expenses application to put different expenses. And after filling out the first line, they could not see the second line. And they were frustrated, like, what's going on? Why can't I put in my flight? I cannot put in my hotel now.
Yeah.
And what it was there's an actual horizontal scroll bar that you had to go to the right to make it happen. Now, this was a pretty old application. This was a state institution, so they could not get away from it. They had to use it. So what do? You have to use this application. You have to offer this to your employees. So what they did was a product like ours, Visual SP, and that's what the product is as well. They put this on top of this application to say, all right, here's the guidance of when you need to put in a second expense item, you go to the right. So a small blinking icon appeared, you know, showing you, all right, here's what you need to do, telling you to do that. And that's just one very specific example. I'll give you another one.
Well, now, before let's pause here for a minute, right? Because I think it's important. That's a big deal.
A big deal.
When, you know, I just want to point out for the sector of the community that is not so savvy, and for that really does guide people to the payment, that guides people to the finish line. And I really want to note that your technology really probably saved, and I'm sure you have the analytics on this, you really saved some numbers for the firms because people quit. And I'm very versed, and sometimes have to quit. I'm like, maybe I need to go into incognito. Some people don't know what that is. I shouldn't have to do all that. So I really want you to take a beat here and speak to the demographic that you've helped get to the paywall, get to the finish line, get to their booking details. You saved the firm. You saved the client. It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. It's a huge deal. Like you said, Monique, people actually quit because they get so frustrated with the technology or with their bosses or just without support. And you don't want to get them to that point. Now, this was especially true in COVID. So you remember, we all remember, we were all sitting at our home. That's where I am right now also. And
I was on airplanes.
There you go.
You were at home. Yes.
There you go. So let's say if you are sitting at home and you have 20 different applications that you have to go to just to do your job in a week. And you're frustrated. I don't have Tom and Sarah and somebody I can just go to their cubicle and ask a question. What do you do? Right? That kind of frustration, especially the mindset that we want to alleviate, that we want to make it easy. So imagine in our case, any application you're looking at, what we do with our application with Visual SP is it becomes an overlay on top of your existing application. And with that overlay, it helps you as a user without you sometimes even knowing that you need help. And this is where I was going to get to give you an example over here that let's say a new feature has been deployed in your organization, and that is critical to your job, to your role, but you have no idea. A guided walkthrough appears using our product that automatically says, all right, let me guide you to a new user, to a new experience. And it takes you from step to step to step. Click here to create a new product. Click here to put a new feature in there. And things like that, you know, super helpful and very much needed.
And what Asif, what you just described is going to scare everybody that is not in the tech world and isn't as savvy. But I want to encourage you guys to lean all in, because I remember when people were riding horses and now we drive cars. Yeah. So I want to let you know that AI is not going away. What Asif just described to you is AI assistance. And I think it's important for people to know that we are using AI in our cars, in our airplanes for many, many years, if not decades. And we're using AI now to prompt and help you search and complete your processing. And let's just demystify this, right? Like, it's not necessarily smart AI. This isn't generative AI, but this is, is it quantitative? What would we call this AI? Assistant? It's weak AI, but it's still AI that helps you, right?
Actually, generative AI is still what I would use for this thing. It is, okay. AI has been around for a long time, obviously. It's just getting easier and better for us to work with it. ChatGPT just blew it up out of the water a few years ago.
And DALL-E.
But it's still the beginning. We're still scratching the surface, honestly, right now. I mean, this is just the first calculator, for example, that is coming out right now. The scientific calculator is going to be much, much later. And that's exactly it. What you just said right now hit the nail right on the head, that you want people to get help automatically using AI or using whatever technology in the back end without them having to work for it, without them having to even think about how do they get help. And AI lets us do that. So in our case, for example, a user is frustrated. Well, what is the frustration? Think about that. I'm going to give you an example. When you're frustrated at something, and this happened to me with my bank site not that long ago, unfortunately, I'm looking at a button and it's grayed out, and it's not supposed to be grayed out. So I'm clicking on it. I'm like, what's going on? Why can't I click on this button?
Every day that, of life.
Right?
There's actually a name for it.
There's actually a name for that kind of clicking. It's called rage clicks. Have you ever heard that before?
No, but I felt rage.
They
modified the emotion.
So that rage clicking is telling you now, the AI in the back end, that, all right, something is wrong. This person is frustrated. Just by doing that, you can look at that clue automatically and present a dialogue, let's say, to a person saying, all right, well, what? Maybe it seems like you're frustrated. Can I help you? And then it can guide you with different steps.
Mm-hmm. See, this is right. See, this is the future, y'all. Listen, you got to lean in. Even if you're afraid or you don't know and you feel like you're going to be taken advantage, there are beautiful, ethical people here to help you through this. And I really, you know, let's pause for one moment, Asif, and just talk about the part of the community that my father belongs to. I started a brand called The Followship, and it's about following and fellowship, like fellowship, play on words.
Yeah.
To help people in a certain sector of the community that are often targeted for fraud. And, you know, they're, I don't want to be say the wrong word, but baby boomer. I don't want to say boomer because people do that to be mean, but baby boomer, my dad's age and up, these people are respectable people in our community that have worked most of their lives, and they need to understand technology, information systems, and AI, and be able to have this beautiful app and understand what they're doing. I just hate for someone to take advantage of them. So what do you think about the future for that? Like, your app helping people automatically, it feels like a warm blanket on a cold night.
It sure is. And the way you described it, actually, Monique, is a very good way of saying that. My dad, I'll give you an example. He's 77 right now. Just having his birthday as we speak, just in a day or two. Yeah. And I know the frustration that he feels when he's using, doesn't matter if it's an app on the phone, tablet, computer, to do certain small things, easy things, you know, that frustration should not be there. And that is exactly what AI and what the category that we belong to, by the way, at VisualSP, is called a digital adoption platform. But think about it, it's digital adoption. That's exactly what it is, right? You got your phone, you got your laptop, you got whatever, and you want to be able to adapt to the systems easily so you can do whatever you want to do. And that could be, once again, booking a flight, doing your work, etc. So how do you make that happen? It used to be that you had to be right there sitting it with the person saying, all right, where is this person frustrated? Let me help that person by saying, okay, I see where you're frustrated. Why don't you go ahead and click here and do that? You don't have to do that anymore. So with the behavior that you automatically see on the screen of what the person is doing, you can use the AI or you can use a system like ours to help them automatically by looking at the clues.
That's great. So it reads the room. And I think what people, let's just for 2 seconds, I think it's important for folks to know a lot of the systems. Listen, we were having a conversation with another guest about ethical AI and keeping it ethical because the humans run the machines. But the good news is that this is a proactive AI, and AI isn't just about, you know, making an emoji or making a caricature on Instagram. It's about the system capturing behavior, like you said, and anticipating. Mm-hmm. Then we get into the talk about algorithms, and it's just about a pattern of behavior. Like, I know that you're going to do this and this based on your banking, your swiping, your searches. It's just, so I want people to feel comfortable with the anticipated help that your platform is offering.
Yeah, that's a good way of saying it, anticipated help, yeah. At the end of the day, when a person feels like they're getting supported and helped, I'm sure they're not thinking about exactly how it's happening. You know, it's just, I feel good because I was supported. We focus, of course, on employees of organizations, but that's just a human trait anyway. You know, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to be in one of those organizations. I just want to feel supported when in my life, in digitally and in physically. And that's exactly what we focus on. There's actually, I hate to say it this way, but there is empathy involved in a lot of these kind of things. You know, it's almost like these systems are empathetic to you. They understand, and they understand what you're going through, and they're helping you preemptively, which is a wonderful feeling.
Yeah, that's great. No, it's not a bad thing to say. Yeah. We're training the machines. I think that people have to understand that we are training the machines, and we have to remain ethical, and we have to stay ahead of it. And the thing is, these machines and the technology reads and digests more data than we can ever imagine. So fact checking is important, but when you go on ChatGPT and you prompt it to write and refine your resume or something, it's drawing across all lines in the universe mm-hmm. at that moment of absorption of technology. Do you give us a minute of trying to explain that to people? I mean, it just reads and it absorbs more than we'll ever get, right, Asif?
It is. It is. it is actually pretty hard to understand for most people as to how is it giving me answers where it feels like I'm talking to another human. No, it feels like that. And it's not a human, obviously, as we both know, but it's been fed so much data. These LLMs have been fed so much data that it feels like it knows me. It knows the environment that I'm in. It knows the world. And at the end of the day, what it's really doing is it's predicting, I think you've already seen this, predicting the next word after the next word after the next word, and it's doing it so fast with so much computing power that it feels like magic at times.
It feels like magic. Yeah. And yeah. So, you know, when you enable your phone to capture your voice, when you enable it to recommend apps, you're enabling it to capture you have a personal algorithm. You have a pattern, whether it's erratic or consistent. And so it's just quantitative information, quantitative data, mm-hmm. and it just adds an algorithm. That's what an algorithm is. It is identifying and quantifying what you've done, what you're going to do, and what you probably, it just, that's a sloppy way of, let's plug your, yeah.
It is, it is. And in the industry, the way it's headed right now, it's amazing. You know, I mean, where it's headed.
It's exciting, right?
It's exciting. It's very exciting.
I'm kind of excited. It's like, yeah. But I understand people who don't get it, but let's bring it back to Asif's app. We have one more little moment here. Asif, plug your app. Where can people download? Where can people like and share and really get involved and capture this?
Sure. So the application actually is VisualSP. They can go to visualsp.com. It is for small teams, large teams. It could be 100 people, 50 people. It could be 10,000 people. It's not for your phone, et cetera, by the way, but it is your laptop, desktop, and it just makes your own applications easy.
Great, great, great. So if you're a startup or mid to scale and you have some feedback on your back end that maybe you could clean some house and maybe make streamline some things for your customers, get with Asif and his brand. Asif, thank you for sharing your Sunday. I hope you have an amazing holiday season. Come back. and give us an update at Q1. We'd love to hear more about your brand then.
Good to hear. Thank you, Monique.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye. All right, Asif. And you guys, great conversation all around. Today's been great. Shout out to Lynn and Morrow Grill. I'm in Laguna Beach. We had an orange party today, and that's why I've kind of flustered and doing this. But hey, we keep it moving. If you're not following us, please follow us on Instagram at The Startup with Monique LeRae. Like and share on YouTube. Please like LA Talk Radio. Here it is. And we'll see you next week. What will you start up today? Be well, be safe, be kind. Ciao.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.